This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
She's wearing a hat.
B.
She's holding a coffee mug.
C.
She's washing her hands.
D.
She's putting up a sign.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
The men are fixing a bicycle.
B.
The men are painting a fence.
C.
One of the men is carrying a toolbox.
D.
One of the men is cutting some wood.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
One of the women is typing on a computer.
B.
One of the women is lifting a cup.
C.
They're arranging some chairs.
D.
They're looking at a document.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
Light bulbs are being replaced in street lamps.
B.
Trees are lining a walkway.
C.
Some bricks are stacked in a pile.
D.
People are watching an outdoor performance.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
The man is taking a lab coat from a hook.
B.
A customer is paying for some items.
C.
Merchandise is being displayed in a case.
D.
A glass counter is being wiped off.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
A rug is being unrolled.
B.
A potted plant has been placed on top of a shelf.
C.
Bulletin boards have been mounted to the wall.
D.
Some tiles have been removed from the floor.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
What color should we paint the waiting room?
A.
Let's paint it blue.
B.
Tomorrow should work.
C.
Yes, I filled the prescription.
Number 8.
Who has the attendance sheet?
A.
Mr. Bora does.
B.
I was just there yesterday.
C.
Our most recent event.
Number 9.
The last train to Melbourne hasn't departed yet, has it?
A.
Yes, it just left.
B.
No, it shouldn't rain.
C.
Only $10.
Number 10.
How do I get the drawer of the cash register to open?
A.
A department store sale.
B.
The key is right here.
C.
Yes, I already signed up.
Number 11.
Haven't you put in a lot of overtime lately?
A.
Yes, I have a lot to do.
B.
It's 3:30.
C.
I brought my lunch today.
Number 12.
Where did you work before this?
A.
At a law firm.
B.
He's my supervisor.
C.
An old resume.
Number 13.
Could you help me interview some job candidates?
A.
The conference room.
B.
Thanks for the recommendation.
C.
I can, starting Wednesday.
Number 14.
When is Mariko's trip to Moscow?
A.
A round-trip ticket.
B.
The second week in July.
C.
Yes, for a summer vacation.
Number 15.
Please deliver these account files to Mr. Zhang.
A.
A new senior account manager.
B.
Sure. I'll drop them off now.
C.
A signed contract.
Number 16.
Why is the parking garage closed?
A.
Because it's being repaired.
B.
To the south entrance.
C.
Monday through Friday.
Number 17.
Do you want your commercial to run at 7 or 8 p.m.?
A.
Several actors auditioned.
B.
A half-hour radio show.
C.
I'd prefer 8.
Number 18.
Isn't the director of public relations coming today?
A.
An award-winning film.
B.
I have a map you can use.
C.
Yes, she'll be here soon.
Number 19.
I can lend you a pen if you need one.
A.
Pass me a menu, please.
B.
Thank you. I already have one.
C.
He's at the end.
Number 20.
Which photograph did you want me to edit for the magazine?
A.
My new camera.
B.
The photo of the sunset.
C.
Okay, thanks for the update.
Number 21.
Why did your company decide to advertise internationally?
A.
To expand our customer base.
B.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
C.
Which side do you prefer?
Number 22.
The book you want to read is available at the library.
A.
Sorry, but I'm busy at that time.
B.
I ordered my own copy.
C.
Are there any other job positions available?
Number 23.
Are you going to print a few more copies of the agenda?
A.
2 hours at most.
B.
The printer on the left.
C.
I think we have enough.
Number 24.
How did the product demonstration go?
A.
The audience seemed to like it.
B.
Near the City Convention Center.
C.
I think earlier would be better.
Number 25.
The actors in this play are talented, aren't they?
A.
Tickets for front row seats.
B.
Some are even quite famous.
C.
The tractor needs repairs.
Number 26.
Where are we meeting with the clients this afternoon?
A.
They just cancelled, actually.
B.
No, we don't need to wear a uniform.
C.
Yes, Miss Watanabe.
Number 27.
Did all the new mobile phones pass the quality test?
A.
It's a different phone number.
B.
I pass the library every day.
C.
Only half of them were shipped to stores.
Number 28.
Who's organizing the office holiday party this year?
A.
Didn't you get the email this morning?
B.
Here are the sales reports from last year.
C.
No, I'd like to buy that one.
Number 29.
Have you considered taking a professional development workshop?
A.
The stockroom is on the second floor.
B.
Of course I can take it to the post office.
C.
I heard they're very expensive.
Number 30.
Construction on our downtown office building is almost finished.
A.
The security guard can answer that.
B.
It'll be nice to have such a short commute.
C.
It was Jay Min who filed the construction permit.
Number 31.
Didn't you used to sell these vitamins at your store?
A.
We carry a smaller selection now.
B.
The store's hours are listed on the website.
C.
Yes, I invited them both.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm a guest here at the hotel. I plan to do some sightseeing today, and I have a question.
Certainly. What can I help you with?
I'm interested in visiting a couple of historic neighbourhoods. What would be a good way to travel around to see them?
Well, you could rent a bicycle. There's a shop just down the street where you can get one.
Oh, that's perfect. If it's not too expensive.
I don't know what they charge, but I'd be happy to call them and find out.
Number 32. What does the man say he plans to do today? Number 33. What does the man ask about? Number 34. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
The review of our restaurant is supposed to be in today's newspaper. Have you seen it yet?
I read it before I came into work. It's the first review in the entertainment section.
Really? I hope it had a lot of good things to say about us.
It did. In fact, I think we'll have a lot of new customers this week, thanks to the positive review, especially since the reviewers really liked our specialty desserts.
Well, then we'd better prepare more food. I'll order more ingredients right away.
Number 35. What did the man do before coming in to work? Number 36. What does the man think will happen this week? Number 37. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Pavilion Appliance Store. How can I help you?
Well, the handle on the door of my refrigerator broke off.
Oh, that's not good. If you bought it more than a year ago, it's not going to be covered by the warranty.
I know. I bought it 3 years ago. But I can fix it myself. I just need to buy the handle.
I'm sorry, but we don't sell replacement parts.
So do you know of a store that does sell them?
Well, there is a website that sells appliance parts at good prices. You could see if they have what you're looking for. It's called appliancepartsforyou.com.
Number 38. Who most likely is the man? Number 39. What problem does the woman mention? Number 40. What does the man suggest the woman do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling about your online leadership course. According to your website, it's one of three courses required for your professional certificate in management. I'm not interested in the certificate. So, can I just take the leadership course?
Yes, but it's probably worth it to get the certificate. Have you seen our online reviews? Most people who complete the certificate program are very satisfied.
Yes, I have a friend who got the management certificate through your program. It's really helped her in her career.
Well, if you're worried about the cost, you might qualify for a reduced course fee. Would you like me to look into that for you?
Number 41. Why is the man calling? Number 42. What does the man say about his friend? Number 43. What does the woman say the man might be eligible for? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Carlos. Did you see the email from the manager? Our fitness center is going to stay open 24 hours.
Yes, I read it. The email said the new hours will start next month. I think it'll make our members very happy. They've wanted later hours for a while.
Definitely. The manager also asked us to make some signs and post them around the gym so members are aware of this change.
I have some time now. I'll get started making those signs right away.
Number 44. Where do the speakers work? Number 45. According to the speakers, what will happen next month? Number 46. What does the man offer to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Adam, I just got a message to come to the factory floor. Is something wrong?
There's a problem with the last few desks that came off the production line. Look at this one. The top surface of the desk is loose because no glue was applied from the machines.
Carol, could you join us for a minute? Can you check the glue machines on your team's part of the assembly line? They probably need a refill.
Okay, I'll shut them down and take a look. We should be back in service within an hour.
Good. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, some prospective clients will be visiting. Everything needs to be running smoothly by then.
Number 47. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What problem do the men describe? Number 49. What is scheduled to happen at 1 o'clock? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Gerard. Just a reminder, all proposals for this year's technology conference have to be submitted by tomorrow.
Yes, I know. I actually finished my proposal earlier today, but I haven't been able to upload it yet. I think the website's down for maintenance.
Oh, I had the same problem. The website's really busy. You just have to keep trying.
In that case, I think I'll go to lunch first and try again when I get back. Would you like to join me?
Sure. Let's go now.
Number 50. What did the man recently finish? Number 51. What problem does the man mention? Number 52. What will the speakers do next? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Emiko. Welcome to Essen Accounting. I'm Amal Hassan from Human Resources. I'll show you around the office and introduce you to the rest of the accounting team.
Nice to meet you, Amal. Do you know if I'll get my permanent ID badge soon? I just have this temporary ID card, and this isn't the correct spelling of my name.
Well, you can use that ID to move through the building today, but we'll ask at the security desk later. Do you have any other questions before we start the tour?
I thought I'd get copies of my employee paperwork, but I haven't received anything yet. Is there something I should do?
Oh, it normally takes a few days.
Number 53. Who most likely is the woman? Number 54. What does the woman tell the man about her ID card? Number 55. Why does the man say,
"It normally takes a few days"?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, your company must be new to this technology trade show. I've been attending for years and I've never seen your booth.
You're right, we're a new startup company. We've developed a voice recognition software program. It understands spoken commands and can complete tasks.
Ah, I use a program like that. So, How's your program different from all the others?
It's the most advanced digital assistant on the market. Here, come and meet Antonio. He's our lead software developer.
Hi, I'm Antonio. Here's a brochure. If you turn to the second page, there's an outline of the program's advanced features. You won't find those features anywhere else.
Number 56. What type of event are the speakers attending? Number 57. Where do the men work? Number 58. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Noor, exciting news. The company's board of directors chose our research project to receive additional funding.
Oh, that's great.
I know. So let's hire a new research assistant, like we've been talking about.
Even with the extra money, our budget's going to be fairly limited.
But we need help cataloguing all the data we're collecting. You know, we could offer some part-time hours to local university students.
You're right. I was on a project last year with some students, and they did a good job.
Number 59. Why is the man excited? Number 60. What does the woman mean when she says,
"Our budget's going to be fairly limited"?
Number 61. What does the woman say about local students? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and cakes.
Hi, I'm here to pick up a cake for the Freighton Company.
I don't see that name here. Maybe the cake was ordered under an individual's name? I have a Richard?
Oh, I'm not sure which of my coworkers ordered it, but it should have the number 25 on it.
Oh, it must be this one.
Yeah, that's it. It's for our company's 25th anniversary celebration tonight. We're very excited.
Okay, your total is $40.
Can I use my phone to pay?
Sorry, we're not set up for that service yet. It's just cash or credit card.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. Who placed the order the woman is picking up? Number 63. What event does the woman mention? Number 64. What does the woman ask the man about? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hello, this is Samir from Rumsford Dental Clinic. I'm calling to confirm your appointment tomorrow at 8:45.
Oh, no. I forgot. I have a meeting tomorrow morning at work. Can I reschedule for later in the day?
Let's see. We have another opening at 3 in the afternoon.
That's perfect. What's your address again?
Actually, we've moved since your last appointment. We're still on Blevin Road, but now we're at number 47 at the intersection with Shara Lane. You'll see a cafe across the street.
Great. Thanks. I'll be there tomorrow.
And please arrive 10 minutes early so we can update your records.
Number 65. Why does the woman ask to reschedule her appointment? Number 66.
Look at the graphic. Where will the woman most likely go tomorrow? Number 67. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Rohan, do you have a minute to look at this price list? It's for the newspaper ad for the flower shop. We have to decide how large we want our ad to be.
Sure. If we did a full page, we'd have to go with black and white because color would be too expensive.
You're right, but a color ad that shows our flowers will really grab readers' attention.
Okay. Well, in that case, what if we try a quarter page ad? We've never used newspaper advertising before, so it'll be a good way to see if it's successful.
Number 68. Where do the speakers work? Number 69. What does the woman say about color advertisements? Number 70. Look at the graphic. How much will the speakers pay for their advertisement? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you a coffee drinker? Are you tired of your old coffee maker? Well, Peterson Industries is running a focus group next month, and we're currently looking for volunteers to try out our newest coffee and espresso maker. You'll have a chance to provide feedback and tell us what you think of the coffee maker's features. And as a bonus for your participation, you'll receive a coupon for 50% off the coffee maker once it hits the shelves. To sign up, visit our website.
Number 71. What type of product is being discussed? Number 72. What is the purpose of the advertisement? Number 73. What bonus is mentioned? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, it's Lena. My flight's been delayed because of bad weather and I'm stuck at the airport here in Vancouver. Anyway, I don't think I'll make it back to work tomorrow. The clients from Spain are coming in at 2 o'clock and I won't be able to meet with them. Fortunately for us, Paul lived in Spain for 10 years. Could you stop by his office, explain the situation, and give him the client agenda?
Number 74. Where is the speaker? Number 75. What will happen at the company tomorrow? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
Paul lived in Spain for 10 years?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
To begin today's staff meeting, I'm happy to announce that our plans to create an outdoor work area have been finalized. When the project is completed, there'll be individual workstations and tables for small group meetings. If you want to see what the space will look like, there's an architectural layout posted on our company's homepage. Be sure to let us know if you have any questions or concerns. Some of you have already expressed concern about accessing the internet outside. I can assure you, wireless internet connectivity will be available.
Number 77. What is the announcement about? Number 78. What can the listeners find on the company website? Number 79. According to the speaker, what have some people expressed concern about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
It's almost the end of our tour of China's most magnificent cities. I hope you're enjoying every moment with us at Haonan Tour Company. Now then, let's talk about tomorrow. We'll be joining a boat trip down the Li River. Not surprisingly, tickets are sold out. Luckily, this is included in our tour package. Finally, don't forget to bring your tour ID card with you everywhere we go so that you can get the discounts and perks that we've arranged for you with local businesses.
Number 80. Where are the listeners? Number 81. What does the woman imply when she says,
"Tickets are sold out"?
Number 82. What does the speaker remind the listeners to bring? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Don't have time to shop for groceries? Well, you're in luck. Your Food Cart is a new online service that delivers groceries from your local supermarket. In less than 5 minutes, you'll be able to place an order to have groceries brought right to your door. To get started, create an account at www.yourfoodcart.com. Then you can select the groceries you'd like and a delivery time. Our team will shop for you and bring the groceries to your home. And that's not all. If you place your first order before the end of this month, you'll receive a complimentary bag of locally grown apples. Don't wait. Try Your Food Cart today.
Number 83. What kind of service is being advertised? Number 84. How can the listeners start using a service? Number 85. What special promotion is available? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to welcome Mei Wang, the new staff writer for the Arts and Culture section of our magazine. For the past 5 years, Ms. Wang was the lead reporter for the local newspaper in her hometown. Even though she wrote for a small newspaper, I think you might recognize her name. In January, she won a prestigious national award for her news story about community theaters in small towns. I'm sure you all are eager to get to know Ms. Wang better. So we'll be holding a luncheon for her today, and everyone is invited. Please stop by the conference room at noon for soup and sandwiches.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. According to the speaker, why might the listeners be familiar with Ms. Wong? Number 88. What event are the listeners encouraged to attend? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
And in local news, here's a reminder from the Grantson Community Center about their fundraising event this Saturday evening. The center is holding a comedy festival featuring some of the area's most well-known comedians. Proceeds from the event will help support the center's project to improve its building. They want to raise funds to paint colorful murals on the outside walls. So come on down and enjoy the show. The center's also looking for a few volunteers to help set up the sound equipment for the show. If you're able to help with that, please give them a call.
Number 89. Who will be featured at Saturday's event? Number 90. What is money being raised for? Number 91. Why are volunteers needed? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Omar. This is Anusha from Behringer Media Productions. I'm editing the video you wanted made, and after reviewing the film, I think we should change some of the colors so that the contrast is more noticeable. I went ahead and created a version with the new colors. Now, I know you were hoping to view a draft by this afternoon, but unfortunately, I'm having some trouble uploading the file. So I'll call you with an update tomorrow.
Number 92. Which field does the speaker most likely work in? Number 93. What improvement did the speaker make? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
I'm having some trouble uploading the file?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Good job, everyone. Today's end-of-season sale was a huge success, and you all did a good job assisting customers. We're almost completely sold out of winter accessories. There are only a few gloves and scarves left, and coats are selling well. This is great because we're expecting the first shipment of spring clothes next Tuesday. We really need to clear out as much space on our shelves as possible. There's been one change to tomorrow's schedule. Patrick will be out, so I'll be filling in for him myself.
Number 95. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 96. What will happen next Tuesday? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What job will the speaker do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hi, Selma. This is Alberto. I'm still out of town training staff at our store in Manila. I'll be here training them until the end of this week. I just remembered that I was supposed to place the order for printer cartridges for our offices, but I forgot to do that. Would you be able to order them? You can find the item number for the printer cartridges on the list on my desk. Oh, one more thing. Can you let me know when you're available next week? We need to start interviewing for a new receptionist when I get back to the office. Thanks.
Number 98. Why is the speaker traveling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which item number should the listener order? Number 100. What does the speaker say will happen next week? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.